This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating. Cardiovascular consultation on patient Landry, L-A-N-D-R-Y, first name Olivia, date of birth May 11th, 1958, date of evaluation February 2nd, 2023, referring physician, West Oakland Health Center. The chief complaint, 64-year-old African-American female with heart murmur and respiratory failure. The HVI, the patient is a 64-year-old female with a history of heart murmur and respiratory failure who was hospitalized December 3rd, 2021 at John Muir in Concord, period. She was initially followed by Dr. Reddy in Pittsburgh, but recently relocated to Oakland, California. She has shortness of breath, but no chest pain, period. She has dyspnea worsened by exertion with minimal activity, period. She stated that she is always out of breath, period. The patient has no exertional chest pain, period. A past medical history, COPD, next number gout, next number hypertension, next number respiratory failure, past surgical history, left partial knee replacement, medication, Advair Discus 500/50, one puff BID, albuterol HFA, 90 micrograms, two puff, atenolol/chlorothalidone, 25 milligrams, one daily, colchicine 0.6 milligrams daily, cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams, PRN, hydralazine 100 milligrams TID, Atrovent, correction, Duanev, one inhalation BID, Labetalol, that is Labetalol, 100 milligrams, one daily. Mirtazapine, 50 milligrams, one daily. Tramadol, 50 milligrams, daily PRN. Allergies, Vinazapril resulted in angioedema after prolonged use. Family history, daughter died of colon cancer at age 26. She was diagnosed at age 24. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking or drug use. She notes occasional beer use, period. The review of systems, constitutional. She has fatigue and generalized weakness. She states that she feels weak and dizzy, period. The nose. She has sinus problem and can't smell. Respiratory, she has cough and dyspnea. Gastrointestinal, she has nausea. Genitourinary, unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, she has joint pains, especially involving the knees, period. Neurological, she has headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, she has history of depression, period, and taking medication, but it is not working, period. The physical examination, blood pressure 186/68, pulse 83, respiratory rate of 12, height 59 inches, weight 122 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Cardiovascular, there is a soft systolic murmur at the left auricular border, period. There is no increased JVD, period. There is plausible S4, period. The impression, one. This is a 64-year-old female that your hypertension, it is currently uncontrolled, period. She has history of congestive heart failure, period. She apparently may have history of asthma, period. The patient is currently noted to be on two separate beta blockers, i.e. atenolol and labetalol, period. I wonder if this is contributing to her asthma, period. She will require PFTs, period. She has hypertensive urgency that symptoms of dyspnea given her current blood pressure levels, period. The plan, I will discontinue atenolol or thalidone, discontinue labetalol, period. I'll give her a trial of carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams of PID, and start her on diazide, period. She requires echo and lab work. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.